This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, it's Tuesday at 10 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, we're glad you could join us today because we've got a lot of questions for you.
Well, hopefully I am the answer man. And thanks for having me, as always, Amy and Chris.
Remember the, wasn't there a Bible answer man? Wasn't that
yes.
a radio show?
Yeah, so absolutely.
You could be the money answer man.
I like it.
Yeah.
The new mantra. Yes,
yeah.
Let's go with it.
I like it. Okay. Well, one thing that I had recently read about, have you seen these Trump accounts for babies?
Yeah, as part of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
Yes.
And that's the official name of it, by the way, Trump accounts, just like Roth IRA was named after Senator Bill Roth. It is officially called a Trump account.
So that I didn't know. I thought the Trump accounts were what snarky, headline writers were,
yes.
were calling it because it's the Wall Street Journal said that Trump accounts for kids come with $1,000 and tax complications. So they're IRAs for babies.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Well, here's the deal. There are a lot of complications, but let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
This country, one of my pet peeves, one of my lamentations has long been the fact that we need to do a better job of helping young people, including like kids, mm-hmm. save something for retirement. We know that pensions are a thing of the past. We know that the future of Social Security is going to be called into question, not so much for people of my generation, but younger generations, and especially kids. We don't know what that's going to look like. So we've got a potential crisis, and I don't say that lightly, potential retirement crisis in the ensuing decade. So anytime that I see Congress finally getting involved and saying, look, let's do something. This is not perfect. But just to keep it basic, yes, if you have a child born between January 1st of 25, which of course is this year, through December 31st of 28. So this is not yet set in stone into perpetuity. This is more like a pilot test case. So we're talking about 25, 26, 27, 24 years if you have a child. You have to apply, and the government out of the Treasury sends you $1,000, actually puts it right into that account. Now, I did some math. Let's say that you put the $1,000 into an S&P 500 fund just to follow the market, which you probably should do. And then it becomes, guys, you need to understand, it becomes like a traditional IRA at mm-hmm. that point. It grows tax deferred. And then when that child is an adult later, after 59 and a half, and can start to access it, so let's say 60 years, and they just get a market return, you get a better than 100 times return on your money. So 1,000 turns into literally 101,000. But let me go one step further, and this will be the headline-grabbing, shocking number for you. People can, parents, grandparents, friends, relatives, whoever, are allowed to put in an additional $5,000. Hmm. You can match that up until the child turns 18, and then no more match. No more money can be put into it. If someone were to do that and put in the additional $5,000 every year for 18 years and then let it ride at S&P 500 returns, the initial $1,000 from the government, that kid becomes an adult at age 60, and now he's sitting on $4.8 million. That's not some made-up number. That is simple math, and that's at 8% return, which is slightly less than the long-term average. I think this is a great start, but it's not perfect.
Okay. So, I mean, because that seems like a pretty astounding number, and obviously there are some limitations on it. I know that if you take it out early-ish, maybe when the kid's in their 20s, you would pay a 10% penalty. Does that sound right?
Yes, it is. It's just like a traditional IRA, okay, which means you can pull money out for education costs. So in a way, it's like a 529 in a way. You still have to pay tax, but no penalty. You can also use up to $10,000 for the purchase of a first-time home to help you with, you know, a down payment, which you can do in your traditional IRA as well. But anything beyond that, no, you cannot pull that money out before 59 and a half, or you'll get hit not only with the tax, but a 10% penalty.
Okay, a quick question, because it feels like a little bit like, well, too good to be true. You may as well take the money. So you open the Trump account, right? It's $1,000.
Yes.
Compound interest, all of that is great. You mentioned if you contributed $5,000 a year, which you're allowed to do. And that number you threw out there, the over $4 million,
yes,
is impressive.
Yes.
But if you were going to contribute $5,000 to your kid each year, is the Trump account the best IRA to do it? Or is there another account where you said, well, if you're going to set us out $5,000, this is an even better way to do it?
And therein lies the most important question, because the answer is yes, there is a better way to do it. So take the $1,000 that the government's giving you,
okay,
and let that ride, and hopefully it'll turn into the $100,000 someday. Based on inflation, it won't feel like $100,000, but it's still going to be something. But if you want to add extra money for your kids, the 529 plan is the best way to go, because then you get to pull the money out tax-free. Unlike the Trump account, you'll have to pay tax when you pull the money out. The other thing, of course, when that kid gets a little bit older, let's say as a teenager, and then starts to have some income, you want to open a Roth for that kid if you want to give. Say, hey, I know you're only 16 years old and you only made a few thousand bucks. I don't need you to invest that money in the Roth. I, as your parent or grandparent, I'll invest what you made in a Roth. The Roth is the holy grail of investing. The Roth is the best vehicle for long-term, tax-deferred, and someday tax-free growth. So you're exactly right, Amy. I think if you really want to help a kid or grandkid out, open that Trump account with $1,000, but then look at 529s, and someday when they have income, Roth accounts. Now you've set that child up for long-term success.
We got the news about General Motors and the hit they have apparently taken on the tariffs. It was a $1.1 billion tariff, and so their profits are down 35%, and this is from the Wall Street Journal today. So are we going to see more of this, more companies reporting stuff like this in the future?
I think so, Chris. In fact, that's what I've been saying all along. I do not think that tariffs are going to be an economic-wide hit. I don't think it's going to affect the entire economy where GDP drops a full percent. We go into some kind of correction or recession. I mean, we can always go into a recession, but I don't think it'll be based on tariffs. So investors have to be very selective and look at the obvious industries that might be hit a little bit more. There is an important date coming up, as you know, August 1st. That's when apparently, you know, what the Trump administration has been saying, that it's non-negotiable that all these countries that they've been giving these 90-day pauses and breaks, no more Freedom days are over, and August 1st, if we haven't negotiated with you or come up with a plan, that's when some of these 20, 40, even 50% tariffs come into play. And because of that, I've been frankly a little surprised at how sanguine the financial markets have been as we approach August 1st. I really believe the big boy and girl investors out there don't think that it's actually going to happen. Either we're going to start to hear agreements in the next, what, 8-9 days, or Donald Trump and his cohorts are going to give even more extensions. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think Wall Street's voting that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Oh, go ahead, Ron. No,
yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line on that is that the reason things have not gotten worse, or this is the question: the reason things have not gotten worse is because these larger companies, investors, don't really think he's going to go through with the tariffs fully.
And because they're using past experience, we know that TACO acronym, right? What that stands
right,
for?
Right, they, right, you know, right.
Trump always chickens out. Trump supporters don't like that. But that's what a lot of investors are going on. And they're looking at this that, no, it's not going to be as bad. This is a negotiating tool. Mm-hmm. This is pure Trumpian way of doing business, and it won't be as bad. So not to scare anybody, because this is no prediction at all. But if we really go through with this, and August 1st is the hard deadline, and we see immediate 30 to 50% tariffs on selected countries, this market corrects. No question about it.
Well, yeah. And I know, again, all that focus, especially on the largest bilateral trade and investment relationship with it, which is the United States and Europe. And I, like you said, are people just thinking there's no way he would take this down?
Well, that's right. And I would happen to agree with that. That's why I don't think it's going to get to that point, Amy. I really don't think that we're just going to go right up to that midnight deadline. Nothing happens. And okay, here you go. 50% tariffs, selected countries, 100% tariffs on selected products. Because we've seen the warm-up act on this back in April, and it was enough to get Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and others to get into Trump's ear and say, Mr. President, this is horrible. And it's not so much the stock market, which is correcting, but the bond market, which is really the true foundation of this economy, is starting to freeze up a little bit. And thus was born the first 90-day pause. They know this. They've seen how the market reacted. They know the same thing would happen. So I happen to be a little bit in agreement with how Wall Street is treating this. I don't think we're going to get to that point. But if I'm wrong, like I said, just don't look at the headlines. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Don't look at your 401k statements the next week.
Quick question as we say goodbye. How much is this talk, you know, regardless of the deadline, how much of this talk is banding together the EU, because there are countries in Europe that are skeptical of EU trade policies. You know, they can butt heads. Are they starting to work together more?
100%. We're starting to see trade deals between some of these countries that would have never done trade deals before. And the best arbiter of this is always stock and bond markets. Yes, our U.S. stock market has performed very admirably this year, better than a lot of people expected. However, European stock markets have done even better. Some Asian markets have done even better. If you live in a foreign country in Europe and you're investing in your home country, you are actually outperforming the U.S. this year. And that's based on more spending that's occurring within their home countries and more trade deals that are being done that are very favorable.
Dave, we appreciate you. Let's talk again next week.
As always, thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.